So, Stephen, I've got a quick question to ask you before we get started.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly and Northwood, the proper property people. Your dream home is a click away at northwooduk.com.
It's just a quick one before we get started, Stephen.
All right.
We're talking about food combos today. Food,
okay.
Strange food combos, because the BBC declared this day 2 years ago the official fish fingers and custard day after the Doctor Who thing with Matt Smith when he tries fish fingers and custard. So have you got any food combos, anything you have unusual for breakfast? Do you have anything weird on toast? Or not really? You're kind of a straightforward kind of guy.
I quite like just brown sauce on toast. I'm just the old school, put a bit of ketchup.
Just a bit of toast?
Like, everybody loves ketchup sandwiches. I am a ketchup sandwich fan. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Ketchup
sandwich, yeah, it rocks. You know,
you've heard it here first.
When you were a little boy, ketchup sandwiches, you were like, yeah.
You're not exactly a little boy now, though, are you, in fairness?
No, but
you're a slightly taller
spirit.
Boy now. You're a slightly taller boy.
Slightly taller.
The kettle has boiled, the coffee has been made. Arms up, it's tickle time.
Getting to know about
every single time. Hello, Mr. Stephen Watson from the Laughing Pod Comedy Club.
How do you do?
How do you do? That was very 1920s of you, sir.
Well, I thought so.
Yeah, that's very good. I think it goes very well with your cravats you seem to be wearing.
Well, yeah, I decided to turn up in a full cravat, full outfit.
It's lovely.
Literally.
It's a pleasure.
There we go.
It's a pleasure. I like the fact you've done it and it's on the radio. It's even better. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. How are you, sir? You well?
I'm good, my man.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Are you busy?
Yeah, very busy. Yeah. Flying all over the place. Currently don't have a car, which is a bit of a pain in the backside.
yeah.
So I'm having to sit on the train and get that, or stand on the train, I should say, and have that lovely feeling where you've got somebody's armpit right in your nose so you can smell the right God.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Any particular fragrance this morning, or was it just a vague?
I think it was more like a summer breeze this morning.
It wasn't
that,
like a
that was the feeling
someone
I was getting.
Someone had a Glade under their armpit, had they?
I don't know. I think they might have rubbed one of those sticks under there. You know, the ones that you keep in the
house. A vanilla stick?
Possibly.
or a magic tree or something. Well, this is a pleasant way to start a Thursday. It's got to be
exactly. No, it was good. But we're here. You know, we're live in Brentwood. So boom.
That's right. That is right. So you're here. You're talking about the Laughing Pod Comedy Club because, obviously, we've been talking a lot in the past few weeks because I am going to be doing my debut in...
Not long now.
5 weeks' time, give or take, on the 4th of May. But more imminently than that, you've got a night this weekend.
This Sunday.
First Sunday of every month at the Ivory Rooms in Billericay. So just for those who don't know, what is the Laughing Pod?
Laughing Pod is a chain of comedy clubs. We're all over Essex. The main ones we tend to do are Billericay, Southend, Benfleet, that neck of the woods. We're about to start it next door at the lovely Brentwood Centre shortly. We're all like, we do sort of Harwich absolutely everywhere.
So you're kind of an Essex-based comedy
pretty much.
Club.
Give me a venue, I'll put it on. Doesn't matter where it is. I've even done it in somebody's living room once. That was really, really cool to do a comedy night in somebody's living room. Don't get me wrong, it was a really, really big house and the living room did feel like a venue itself. But it was really cool.
I bet it's a bit weird, isn't it? Weird in a good way.
Yeah, it was
sofas
strange.
And pictures on the wall. And
yeah, and the family were sitting there with other members of the family and it felt
and
really
the dog.
Good. Yeah, and you were kind of hoping that if the family don't interact with the comedians, you are done for. But
game over.
But it was fun. So
that's pretty cool.
This Sunday show, we've got Dan. We've got a headliner is Ava Vidal from Michael McIntyre's Comedy World Show. She's absolutely brilliant.
She's very funny.
She's doing really, really well on the circuit. Our host is a guy called Paul Tiers, who also sort of a regular stand-up on the sort of circuit. Does all the sort of big clubs. We've got a guy called Paul Ricketts as well, who's just I love him. He looks a little bit like Leroy Roots. Leroy Roots, you know, the reggae sauce.
Looks a little bit
like him. very, very funny guy. We've got a couple of open spots. Plus, we've got a special act. We've got an act that happens.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. The special act we have is somebody that is probably quite close to Billericay and yourselves.
Quite familiar.
And I think you probably know who I'm talking about.
I do. I've had a glass of vino with her myself.
Yeah. So
lovely Jules Patazzi.
Exactly. So get down there to see Jules's stand-up down at the Ivory Rooms. And, I've seen a few clips of her and I think she's absolutely fantastic. So I'm looking forward to seeing her down at the Ivory Rooms on Sunday. We are near enough sold out. We've got probably 20 tickets left, roughly, nothing at all.
And that's it, 20 tickets.
But we'd never turn people away on a door. We will always find space.
Kitchen drawer.
Even if we've got to make a few people get to know each other a little bit better by sitting on each other's laps, we will get you in. Do not worry.
So be it.
We will find seats. We will fill this place up.
So the venue itself in the Ivory Rooms, for anyone who has never been there, it's actually quite an intimate venue, isn't it?
It is.
Really?
It's very sort of...
weird is a stupid word. I'm going to stop using weird. But it's a very unique layout. It's wider than it is long.
It does look... They've changed it recently because when we started doing it, the bar was on a completely different place to where it is now. The bar's very sort of tucked on the right hand side. So, but wherever you are in the room, you're so close to the comic.
You're sort of face to face with them.
Exactly.
You can see.
So we have wireless microphones as well to make sure that you do get those people that
think... You shouldn't have told me that.
We get those people that think, you know what, we're going to sit at the back because the comedians won't be able to come near us. Well, with wireless microphones...
Uh-oh.
We eradicate that problem. That problem is gone.
We are the eradicators of the quiet.
So we get comics to come out there. We have things such as probably not going to be happening on Sunday, but sometimes we have special hats for special people in the audience.
We've mentioned this before. Yeah. But yeah, look, we'll leave that.
Going to mention the name of the hat because we're on radio, and I'll probably get in trouble.
Yeah, I don't want my hands hurt. They've been hit so many times this week.
Exactly.
That I don't need anymore.
But we have special awards. We do our raffle. That goes to 1 in 4 mental health charity, so you get a chance to win tickets for the next shows. And there's a whole host of things. If you wanted to actually come down to the Ivory Rooms beforehand and actually come down for a pre-show meal, you could do. They're doing pre-show meals from like 5 o'clock in the evening, and the food at the Ivory Rooms is absolutely out of this world. So
yummy.
I would highly recommend it. Come down there, have a bit of food. Buy me a beer before the show, I don't mind.
Buy you a beer? I'll buy you a beer.
I'm locking you down now. We're on radio, we can hear it.
That's fine.
It's done.
Hey, look, listen, you've been nice enough to allow me some time in your slot, in your show, in a month, that I think I can owe you a beer.
I think that's got to happen.
I'll buy you a beer on Sunday, my friend. I'll buy you a beer. Listen, we were talking about food combos a little while ago. I just want to dive back into it. You were saying you like toast.
I love a bit of toast.
Toast and but you
also,
like just a ketchup toasty sandwich.
Yeah, sometimes you can get the old spaghetti and put a little bit of brown sauce. I just love a bit of brown sauce, to be fair.
You like a bit of brown sauce?
Just do it.
Bacon sandwich with brown sauce?
Go for it.
Fried egg in there?
Yeah.
Some mushrooms?
Yeah. Oh. I must admit, I did have first fry up I've had in ages the other day down in Basildon.
Little naughty fry up.
Oh yeah, it was in one of those sort of cafes. It was a working man's one. Where you walked in there and all sitting there like, you are Dave. And all eating like liver and bacon and stuff like that. Proper man's food. You had to go up to the cafe and go, I want a breakfast. You couldn't walk in and just talk. You couldn't just walk in and go normal. You had to go in and put the voice on. Go, I'd like a full breakfast, please, mate.
Can I have a croissant, please?
Oh, no, I don't think they had croissants. They may have had croissants holding up the table legs, but that would have been about it.
That's about it, isn't it?
It was proper old school British. You had people that would build the roads in there. It was proper English, British, just...
Well, look, the reason we talk about food combos and weird ones, I have this thing about sandwiches. I'm a massive sandwich fan, okay? And I like having sandwiches with 3 or 4 fillings. Mm. It's got to have some cheese-based product in it, at least one.
You've got to melt the cheese as well.
It's got to have at least one meaty product in there and one sort of condiment as well. So I'm thinking something, you know, for me, a regular kind of sandwich would be a nice strong cheddar, good a few slices of that in the sandwich, a couple of waves of ham, a nice helping of coleslaw. And then maybe, if there's some available, a bit of, like, chilli cream cheese.
Possibly. Oh. Or we could go down the cheese, sausage and horseradish route.
What?
Oh, you know.
You are so wrong. I like it. Weezer, Keep Fishing. Officially the second anniversary of the Matt Smith as Doctor Who eating fish fingers and custard thingy-majig. And you can thank the BBC for that one. So, Keep Fishing. It was the closest fish finger related or custard related song I could find, if I'm being honest.
The Phoenix FM Events Guide with Simply Blinds, 43 Ongar Road, Brentwood. Whatever's going on outside your window, Simply Blinds have it covered.
So instead of telling you myself about the Laughing Pod Comedy Club's night this Sunday Eve, I will ask Mr. Stephen Watson, if you can, in a minute, sum up the show on Sunday for me. Details, right. How to get tickets, the last few that are available.
No problem.
Go for it, far away.
Okay, well, you can buy all the tickets from our website, laughingpod.com, or you can alternatively just turn up to the Ivory Rooms on Sunday and buy the tickets. We've got Ava Vidal from Michael McIntyre's Comedy Roadshow headlining. Jules Balazs is our special guest. We also have four other comedians making your bones tickle, and I guarantee you it is the funniest comedy club in Essex by a mile. There isn't anything else that's funnier. You have to be there. It's the best thing to do on Sunday. Dancing on Ice is finished, so make sure you're there.
No excuses.
The exactly. Phoenix FM Events Guide with Simply Blinds. 43 Ongar Road, Brentwood. Whatever's going on outside your window, Simply Blinds have it covered. Call us on Brentwood 52 55 83. For more local events, visit phoenixfm.com.
Did you say something?
I did actually forget what time the show starts. Please get there for 6:30. It's a 7 o'clock start. I was literally like, oh, we've just done the plug. And then I was like,
yay!
But nobody knows what time to get there. So we might have people turning up at like 9 o'clock in the morning going, is it going to start yet?
Like, eager beavers.
They'll just be waiting all day.
Eager beavers.
Like, it'd be like a Beatles meeting. They'd just be waiting for them to get there.
Hang on a minute. George Ezra and Cassio on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. You made a Katie Tunstall CD disappear.
Yeah.
Right, explain this, please.
Well,
come on.
Yesterday we were doing a show. And,
just to explain, sorry, we were talking about this off air, and you just suddenly dropped the fact that you made a CD of Katie Tunstall.
And it was signed. There was two copies.
Explain
what it was is they were doing a raffle yesterday, and they had all these different prizes, and they must have had about 12 prizes. And I was like, look, if we do all 12 prizes, it's going to take a month of Sundays. Like, nobody wants a dictionary. Put that to one side. Yeah. Give it to an English department or something.
Yep.
But they had two signed Katie Tunstall CDs. And
okay.
I was like, put one on the raffle and leave one on the side.
Yep.
And the other one just happened to fall into a bag. And I happened to find it indoors. I don't know how that happened. It was a bit of a mystery.
Strange.
I know. I'm going to have to call
the bag
police.
Do you know what? That happens to me all the time. You know, whenever I'm in Argos, you walk in, you pick something up, you think, I need to get a new spanner set, and you walk out, and suddenly you've got, a gazebo in your bag.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
It's just what happens. So, if you happen to see a signed CD later go on eBay,
Mr. Stephen Watson joins me from the Laughing Pod Comedy Club this morning to talk about their upcoming shows, but also, obviously, not only are there lots of these shows where you can pretty much turn up on the door.
Yeah, you can turn up to the door for any of the shows.
But a lot of them do sell out in advance.
They do.
Obviously, there are an allotted amount of tickets, and as much as you would love to try and fit everyone in the world in, there is only physically as much room as there is.
Well, this is it, and this is even the show on Sunday. Like I say, we've got probably 20 tickets left, and I am reserving tickets left, right, and centre for people. But it does get to a point where you have to say, look, we physically don't have any seats left.
Actually, get anyone else in?
There is no way we can get you in. But I do try my absolute hardest to squeeze you in.
The best thing to do is get online, book them in advance,
and then you've got your ticket. Hey, happy days.
That is it. So where we can go? Obviously, laughingpod.com.
Laughingpod.com. We also work very closely.
New spangly website, isn't it?
Yes. Nice. Looking lovely.
Very shiny and nice. And you can see some videos of some of the comedians that are going to be performing in coming weeks and months.
Exactly. You've got our videos on there, sort of our little Laughing Pod advert that is literally on the homepage. You can get to see who's coming up in the next couple of months. You can even book a comedian for any corporate function you have.
Ooh! All right, so they can book online. But you said you mentioned you got an app.
We've got an app, so you can literally have funny times in your phone all the time, in your pocket all the time.
Hang on a minute. This is daytime radio, I'll have you know.
I'm talking about the app.
Right, okay.
I was talking about the app. Yeah, we've got all sorts of things on the app. You can see all the events up to Christmas on there. We've got something that we're really trying to push out at the moment called the Laughing Pod Cam.
I've got this app. Hang on a minute.
It's literally, all you have to do is take the craziest picture of yourself, send it to us, and if you are the winning picture, we put it on our Laughing Pod Facebook page. You guys, the winning picture wins a couple of tickets for the next show that we happen to be having coming up. And you guys become famous because it goes out to about 2,000 people on our Facebook. And we might even put it on Twitter as well, because we've got a good 1,000 followers on Twitter as well. So
hang on a minute, I'm doing one now.
Oh, is he doing it now?
I'm actually doing it live.
He's trying to win tickets for Sunday.
Here's the camera. I'm going to get my coffee mug.
Oh, that is a lovely picture there. I think he's a potential winner.
It's a hang on, use photo, and off it goes. I just took this picture.
It's gone.
Check it out.
It's coming.
Send actual picture.
It's coming. It's going to hit my phone very shortly. But like I say, if you want to try and beat Rob's picture, send your funny pictures to us. It takes a minute. Once you've downloaded the app, click on the Laughing Pod app. You can buy tickets on there. We've got special deals on the app as well. We've got a loyalty card on there as well, which every time you come to the Laughing Pod, we'll stamp the loyalty card. Not through your phone. We just have a code that gives you a little stamp.
Yeah,
because that would be cruel if we just got like a little hammer and just hit your phone 5 times. And then you get a new phone on the 6th try. We're doing all of that. And we've got shows all over the place as well. So get on the app.
Yes, sorry. You did actually also mention that you wanted to tell about a few other shows.
Yeah, we've got one show that's coming up in particular that I'm really sort of trying to push at the minute is a show on the 24th of April. And we're doing it for Southend YMCA. And it's a charity that I think do absolutely fantastic work for young people out there.
Yep.
Really giving them a second chance to get back on their feet. They look after children that are sort of some maybe
from
abused.
All walks of life.
All sort of issues that kids may face, and they just do fantastic work. So on the 24th of April, down at the Clifton Theatre in Southend, which if you know Southend, we are pretty much round the corner from the Alex. It's the church-like building.
Yep.
We've got Quincy the Cockney Prince. He's headlining. He's absolutely phenomenal. We've got Latif Lovejoy, who is Farm for Christmas on Kiss FM at Christmas.
Yeah.
He's currently on the Pants of Pocket advert as well, if you happen to see that. Just randomly.
Just random
facts. There's a little plug. We've also got Christian Steele, who's going to host it. He was on Channel 4 recently on a programme called I Spy, which was a little bit like a sketch show. I think he was in a hairdresser's, and he was pretending to be this crazy hairdresser that was chopping all this woman's hair off, and she was having a literal panic. She was literally having a panic attack.
Having a panic attack.
Because she had this lovely golden blonde hair that literally probably touched the bum.
He just decided
he was going to use those. You know the crinkly scissors that you have at primary schools.
Yeah.
He brought those out of a box and was like, "I'm going to use these." And you wanted to see her face. It was a literal picture. It was a picture, but I think you can get that on like
proper fear, sheer
like
fear on her face.
But we've got that. We've got the only Jewish sex education comedian
that's got to be
that
going,
I've ever seen.
That's got to be worth going to watch just to see what
just
on earth
him.
That's all about.
Just for him, he's utterly brilliant. And we've got other acts on there as well. It's a great night. It's like £10 a ticket or
so
£8 a ticket concession.
24th
is a Thursday.
Okay.
Down at the Clifton Theatre, all the money from that night goes to the Southend YMCA. We do not benefit from that at all. So everything from
great
that
course.
Night is going to them. Just simply because we love doing some charity things and we just want to get that out there. So we've got that the following day. If you can't make that one, we're down at the Woodman's Arms in Fundersley, where we've got Joe Bohr, Mary Burke, and a whole host of others. And then on the 4th of May,
let's build it up, let's build the tension up.
Okay.
All right,
I
want to feel the tension, and just to prepare you for the tension, just to build it up that little bit more. Thank you. What do you call a fish with a tie? Sophisticated.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly.
Oh, there's all dodgy dealings going on in the studio this morning, let's put it that way. Dodgy dealings. Do you want to watch? Do you want to watch? DVDs, DVDs. Genuine DVDs.
Avatar. I've got loads.
Or is that in like 5D? 5D extra high definition, ultraviolet, double disc sided. Jelly sponge.
Well, I did turn around to a friend of mine the other week and said, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to bring you some blue films. And when he got round, he thought he was going to get blue films. What he actually got was Avatar on DVD. It's blue. It worked. Yeah. It worked a treat.
He clearly knows his comedy.
Yeah, that's actually beating me to the punch, actually, because I was going to say, the problem I've got with Avatar is I just can't get it with blue people. It just does nothing just, for me. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I can understand.
Great blue movie, yeah. You should do stand-up or something.
So should you, to be fair. And do you know what? I've got my diary in front of us.
Okay, go on.
And
then.
We could actually potentially book the next Phoenix member
go on.
In. Let's have a look at the date. Let's get
it,
you
yeah.
in.
You've got
well,
look,
while you find a date, let me just remind people, this Sunday there are about 20 tickets, if that, left to go and see the show Sunday night from 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30. Ivory Rooms in Billericay, Laughing Pod Comedy Club. Jules Bertazzi will be there on the lineup, as well as a host of other great guests. In a month, on the 4th of May...
At the 4th of May, this is huge.
This is huge. It's big.
This is my
comedy debut.
Yeah.
As part of the 50 things that I've never done before, stand-up comedy was one of them, and you have allowed me to do a little set for you amongst,
so I think what we need
others.
To do is we need to command... every Phoenix radio listener to be at the Ivory Rooms on the 4th of May.
Bring tomatoes, bring tumbleweed. There's a lot of job lots of tumbleweed on eBay.
There's loads.
It's worth buying.
Don't worry, we've got some at the back of the Ivory Rooms.
Excellent.
We
excellent.
Knew you were coming, so we ordered it especially.
Good. No, you really should have done. You really
even church bells. Even the church, the volunteers at the local church
bong.
Knew you were coming,
bong.
So they're ready and waiting.
Amazing. Stephen, thank you very much for coming in this morning. I've got to shoot because we got Cool and the Gang to squeeze in before 10 this morning. And what can you say to that? You know, what can you say when Cool and the Gang are up?
But download our app. Get in now. We're on Twitter, South End Comedy, laughingpod.com. Get involved.
You're on Facebook as well. All the links will be available from the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show pages, Facebook and Twitter. You know the usual. Come on.